This is A to Z, an introduction into Husseini lifestyle. Today's lesson, the lifestyle of Imam Hussein. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I'm your host Hussein Hinzano, and you're listening to A to Z from the IRB English Radio. I would like to share my sincere condolences to you listeners for the entrance of the month of Muharram and for the martyrdom anniversary of the grandson of the Prophet Al-Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Now, today we're talking about the lifestyle of the grandson of the Prophet. We're talking about the lifestyle of Imam Hussein. The life of the beloved one, the life of the beloved grandson of the Prophet and his example. For sure, it's something that it shall endure forever, because the designer of all faiths has kept in view all the generations, as the Imam's revolution had no political ambitions or material aims. Rather, Imam Hussein, his aim was the reformation of society. And he had the thought for all the people that he may provide political and social justice to all of them. Now, His Eminence, peace of Allah be upon him, Al-Imam Hussein, declared his lofty aims in his own very famous words. And the words were going as follows. I did not come out to spread mischief, aimless things, or oppression. Indeed, I have come out to reform the nation of my grandfather, the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I wish to enjoin good and forbid evil. These were the famous, very famous words of Imam Hussein, and this is a straight sign that Imam Hussein had come to reform the community. He came to reform the society, and his main aim was to do good and to forbid people from doing evil.
Why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name?
As-salamu alayk, ya Aba Abdullah.
Welcome back. You are listening to A to Z from the IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Hussein Hinzano, and we are talking about the lifestyle of Imam Hussein. Indeed, we are talking about a very important aspect of Imam Hussein, and that is he is a reformer. We are saying that he was a reformer of the society. He came to do good and to forbid people from doing bad, and he didn't have any other aim apart from that. Now, it was due to these lofty principles that the tale of Hussein alayhi salam became immortal, you know, and it entered all the languages of the world. And people, in the remembrance of his sacrifice, initiated the rituals of mourning. And in another name, mourning, in this case, they're calling it Azadari. Azadari is whereby people are sitting down to mourn about the martyrdom of the great people, of the great imams, one of them being Al-Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his very good progeny. Now, people are initiating the rituals of mourning so that through the mourning, they may obtain faith in God and gain lessons from it, as it may serve them in all aspects of their life. There is no doubt that this will continue till the end of the world. It's not something that just started today. It's something that has been there for years and years, for days and days along. So it will continue up to the end of the world, because whatever Imam Hussein did, the sacrifice that Imam Hussein and his holy progeny did was a big sacrifice in a way it can never be forgotten at all. So while it issues the call of justice, truth, and greatness, and illuminate the path of every reformer who aims to reform the humanity. So the sacrifice that Imam Hussein made, the sacrifice that Imam Hussein and his family made, issues the call of justice, It issues truth, it issues greatness, and it illuminates the path for every reformer who aims to reform the humanity. Thank you so much for listening. Until next episode, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode and another lesson, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Better friends than you, but anyone stay here won't be alive tomorrow. You can save yourself tonight and go. A deep silence filled the air.